Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's not a stretch to say that Ken Olson was a titan in the computer industry. The company he co-founded, Digital Equipment Corp., was at its height the second largest computer maker in the world. In Massachusetts, DEC was so big that word was it once accounted for one in every five jobs in the state. Ken Olson died on Sunday. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has this remembrance of Olson from one of his former employees.
Dick Green remembers the first time he saw Ken Olson. There were a bunch of guys in suits, along with another guy in khakis and a work shirt. Looked like someone in maintenance. Then a few days later, Green was watching a video for new employees.
Well, same guy. Yeah, I mean, here's this guy. He looks like a janitor walking down the hall, and here's the, you know, president of the company.
DEC was no ordinary company. Without a top-down style, it wasn't about following protocol or saving money, Green learned. It was about having fun and getting the job done.
Solve the problem and worry about everything else afterwards.
One time, Green couldn't figure out how to fix a broken computer, so he looked up the phone number and called the product manager.
And basically, this guy talked to me for 3 hours, telling me everything I never wanted to know about his product. I mean, can you imagine in a corporate world today of some lowly tech calling up a product manager? That's just the way the company worked.
It worked that way because of the culture Ken Olson gave the place. When people came over from IBM to work for DEC, Green says they thought they died and went to heaven. Everyone felt like they belonged and were valued.
If you're willing to invest some of your time and effort, you could do anything in a company. It was something.
It sure was. DEC was something. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.